Butternuts are rich in history. Native Americans used the tree for medicine and dye. They ate the nuts. During the Civil War, so many Confederates used the tree's yellow-brown dye to make homespun uniforms that their army picked up the nickname Butternuts. Wood ducks, finches, and songbirds eat the tree's spring buds. The fall nut crop feeds woodpeckers, turkeys, squirrels, and other wildlife. The tree's hardwood resembles walnut, but with a lighter golden tone. That's why it's sometimes called white walnut. The trees are seriously threatened by butternut canker, an invasive airborne fungus. The blight was first noted in Wisconsin in 1967. In some states, up to 90% of all butternuts are now affected. But there's work underway to try to save the butternut before it's wiped out. Tucked in an old orchard, a cold storage room serves as a distribution station. Each spring, this is where the Rideau Valley Conservation Authority gives away seedling trees to the public. Project technician Rose Flugel gave me the tour.
So I think there's about 100,000 seedlings here. These are boxed or bagged so that the trees stay moist and dark. We've already spent 2 days repacking into individual landowner tree orders.
At this time of year, the dormant seedlings just look like twiggy sticks. Many are still wrapped in brown paper sacks. Conservation agencies plant all kinds of trees, but sometimes they target very specific problems, like butternut canker.
My thing is the Butternut Recovery Project. Whatever amount of land could sustain 10 seedlings, then you're free to take the seedlings and plant them out. Because what we'd like to do is get the seedlings out on the landscape, get them growing, replace the ones that have been killed by this disease already and that continue to be killed, and hope for, I mean, it's going to be a shot in the dark, but hope that maybe some of these seedlings might be resistant.
Hope is the key word. It's not clear whether any butternuts are resistant to the canker blight. The seedlings being handed out are from trees that are still healthy. This recovery program also maps mature trees and keeps track of the ones that still seem to be canker-free. It's a long shot called Find the Resistance. Rudy Dick is the director of the local Watershed Stewardship Services. He says you can usually see if a butternut has been attacked by the disease.
Look for black patches, black streaks, black sooty areas on the main stem at the root collar, and always look on the underside of the large branches because that seems to be where the canker first infects.
And if you notice that, is there anything to be done?
No, there's nothing you can do. We're asking people to keep them as long as they can. But one of the reasons that butternut is in such extreme danger of extinction is that it just does not regenerate very well.
Dick says that's why it's important to conserve existing trees. Butternuts don't bear seed each and every year, and when they do, the nuts tend to get gobbled up. Growing new butternuts takes a few tricks.
You have to stratify them or prepare them for growing the next spring. So they have to spend a few months in kind of freezing temperatures, an uninsulated garage in a pot of peat moss or something. Another strategy some people do is they bury the nuts in the fall and they cover them with chicken wire. And then that protects them from squirrels during that fall period. And as they start to grow the next spring, you can transplant them.
Dick says U.S. and Canadian agencies are sharing ideas and results because diseases don't stop at borders.
There's literally thousands and thousands of heavily cankered, dying butternuts out there, and we really want to focus on looking at healthy, canker-free trees because those are the trees we want to get into our geodatabase for future seed collection. Those are the trees that may hold some resistance, and those are the trees we want to track.
Butternut canker isn't a well-known problem. The beautiful trees are too big for most yards. They're usually sparsely scattered in forests or old farmsteads. But Dick says the butternut has an important place in nature.
There's no question biodiversity and having many, many types of ecosystems, habitats, species, they all interact, they all count on each other, and it all makes for a healthier environment and place for us all to live.
Many native trees, such as the chestnut, elm, and now the ash, are under attack from invasive diseases or pests. The butternut is yet another tree biologists want to save for future generations. For the Environment Report, I'm Lucy Martin.